T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning, 6:47 now. Three big things. Kansas governor meets with lawmakers over Medicaid stalemate. No progress.
Two.
Measles cases hit a 25-year high across the country.
One.
Man drowns in northeast Wichita Pond. Apparently fell in while fishing. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got some patchy fog out there in the Wichita area. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport reported at 7 miles. So it is kind of patchy out there. Some areas it's a little bit more noticeable than others. Gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, still a little unsettled out there. But the best I'm seeing right now is $2.57 a gallon, spotted that. 47th Street South and Hydraulic, also at 55th and Broadway. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS Traffic. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny and breezy today after a little fog this morning. High today, 74 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low, 45. Friday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 74. Now fog, mist, 48 degrees. A west wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS Weather, brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. The Whiskey Review several years ago, Don Grant posed as their centerfold. Progress being made in Africa.
Yes,
to ward off a dangerous disease.
This is House Call for Health, a major step in the global battle against a killer. The African nation of Malawi has begun giving children a vaccine to prevent malaria. The children don't enjoy the injection, but it could save their lives. Kate O'Brien with the World Health Organization says this is the only vaccine licensed for use against malaria, but it works only 30% of the time.
As much of a milestone as it is an imperfect vaccine against a complex disease.
The WHO's Pedro Alonso says malaria is tough to fight because it's spread not by a simple virus, but by a parasite.
And that's why it has taken 30 years to develop this first vaccine.
In Malawi, there are 6 million cases of malaria each year, with nearly 3,000 deaths. In the weeks ahead, Kenya and Ghana are also expected to begin using the vaccine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Stocks closed slightly lower yesterday as the market gave back some of its gains a day after the S&P 500 and NASDAQ hit record highs. The S&P 500 fell 6 points. The Dow dropped 59 points. The NASDAQ lost 18 points. A changing retirement mindset.
Here's what are you thinking about that?
Mind reader, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker.
Yeah. Is your mindset for retirement changing?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on in there.
Okay. Well, you know, it may seem the same, but the retirement scene is perpetually changing. Way back when retirees like my grandfather had entered into retirement completely debt-free, the other, you know, they either had a pension or they had investments like blue chip stocks or government bonds that paid regular income. Granddaddy would only dip into the principal of his investments in an emergency. Well, we've changed a lot since then. My dad's retirement was investments and pensions. A pension is a defined benefit plan, is what they're called, that is fully funded by the employer. Employees work for 30 years or so, then retire with that pension. Well, Dad had military pensions, state and private company pensions as well. Now we're on to the next set of changes. The biggest changes is just one generation ago is the virtual extinction of pensions. Fewer and fewer employers offer them. A recent report by Willis Towers Watson shows that about 15% of Fortune 500 companies offer a pension plan now. That's down from 51% just 20 years ago. American workers are on their own for retirement income. Employers may kick in some for their employees' retirement through the 401k plan, but they rarely, if ever, fully fund a pension. And to that, more immediate gratification spending. Add that to it. These are wants, not needs, because many consumer purchases are, they stroke the ego more than they are a need to keep the roof over one's head. We see more and more debt on stupid stuff rather than saving up to purchase for that same stupid stuff or using that money to fund their income in retirement. The need for saving and investing for a future that may seem way far off in the future is critical now. We're living longer, so we'll need greater nest eggs. The retirement landscape is changing, and the sooner that we realize that and begin investing in that change, the better off we're going to be. And, of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call on how to do that. The number is 634-2222.
You know, from the things you've said to us and our listeners over the past few years, your dad must have been a hardworking individual. Sounds like a guy who set a real good example for you on how to go to the job every day.
Well, he was. I mean, it was he'd put his head down and he'd charge through it, you know. Mm-hmm. And my mom was the same way, you know. It's like you have a task, you don't stop it till it's done.
Did your mom work outside the home?
She did periodically. When my dad went back for his master's degree in engineering, my mom substitute taught school.
My mom never did work outside the home. Ted, your mom did. She worked over at Capen, didn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
Mahala was over there for several years, so yeah. Today, guys, is National Hug a Plumber Day. They've been keeping the water flowing since ancient Rome.
I had a visual of Dan Aykroyd bending over the sink.
Consider how plumbers improve our lives.
You better be careful endorsing this type of stuff these days, Steve.
I'm not endorsing it. It's National Hug a Plumber if you want to.
That could be harassment. Think of it. Some plumber could pull you up on the Me Too thump.
Joe Biden.
Joe may have thought that lady was a plumber. You know, you never know.
Boy.
I did have the opportunity yesterday, guys.
To hug a plumber?
The cable TV guy came over.
Did you hug him?
Had a plug in the wall. It wasn't working too well.
Did
so
you
the cable,
hug him? That's the question.
I did not hug him.
Why not?
I did not even offer to hug him. I didn't shake his hand. I didn't touch him in any way. At the end of his brief period in our home, I said, thank you very much for coming by and helping us with our little problem. And he said, thank you, sir. Bye now. And that's it.
Did your wife hug him?
No. No. She,
are you sure about that?
She was.
What time did you get home and what time was he there?
No, I was there the whole time.
Okay.
No, my wife did not hug the cable TV guy.
Ted, would you hug one of your service people?
if she looked like Selma Hayek.
There you go.
I shouldn't say that.
You're being a sexist.
I know I am.
You know, Ted has, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Ted has a French maid named Fifi who comes by now.
It's Colette, but whatever.
Colette. And every day is hug a maid day at Ted's house.
I'm corrected. Colette.
Boy, this is really devolving.
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for being with us this morning.
I'm going to hug a plumber.
Come up at 7 o'clock this morning, KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Trump administration moves to block subpoenas. We've got the story on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.